The U.S. Olympic trials in track and field begin tomorrow in Eugene, Oregon. Among the dozens of athletes hoping to leap, throw, or run their way to London is Shannon Leinart, who will compete in the 800-meter dash. Leinart's been dreaming of the Olympics since she was a 10-year-old, winning races in St. Louis, but that is not the only difficult goal she's currently pursuing. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has this profile.
It's a hot, windy spring day on the campus of the University of Missouri-Columbia, but that doesn't keep Shannon Leinart from her training. Leinart, 24, is beating the heat in pink shorts and a black sports bra. Her long brown hair whips her face as she sprints around a red cinder track, neon blue and green spikes pounding.
Shannon!
It was on this track that Leinart revived her college career, which allowed her to think seriously about the Olympics. But it was at this school that she fell in love with special needs students and decided to try to earn a PhD in special education. She then chose to tackle training and studying at the same time.
At the beginning, yes, it was such an easy decision because I felt like school and running is a great complement for each other.
Her boyfriend and sometime training partner, Dan Quigley, wasn't alone in thinking that probably wasn't the best idea.
I've continually challenged her to lighten her load a little bit in terms of school so that she can be more competitive, just because I see this as, you know, a kind of maybe once or twice in a lifetime opportunity. And she continues to challenge herself really hard, both in school and on the track. You know, she never backs down from anything.
Leinart appears to be the ultimate multitasker, but admits it took time to adjust to the demands placed on her by the high level of both academics and athletics.
I think my running suffered a lot, and then this year I'd say that I've been a little bit more selfish with my running, and I'll close my laptop around like 11:30 and just go to bed.
Fred Bingley coached the 1988 Olympic champion in the men's 800 race and has worked with Leinart for the past 2 years. He says once everything started clicking for her, the difference was night and day.
You saw a happy person. You saw a positive person. She only had about 1 2-week period during the whole year that she seemed like she wasn't going to be able to handle everything. And she was able to fight through that and really just get better and better and better.
That ability doesn't surprise Leinart's college coach, Rebecca Wilmes.
There's a lot of soul searching, I think, an athlete in that situation does. And yeah, she had to go through it and get to the other side. Still rolling and loving it. Things come together for her. It's a pattern.
And Leinart's definitely rolling. When the outdoor track season started in March, she was completing the two laps of an 800 in 2:07. Earlier this month, her time was down to a hair over 2 minutes. She'll need to be even faster, though, to get to London.
1:58 to 1:59.
Do you think you can do it?
Yeah, I do. And especially after my workout the other day, I would not be surprised this time if I actually went under 2.
Fred Bingley is just as confident, and he says it's nice to see Shannon end on a high note after struggling.
If nothing else, she's going to come out with a personal best time-wise. And she's still young enough. If she doesn't make this Olympic team, you need to look 4 more years down the road.
The 2016 Games in Rio are already on Shannon Leinart's mind. On her agenda before that, defending her dissertation next year. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.